Well, my name is Jack Cardiff, and I've been working in the cinema a long time. First of all, I worked as a kid actor. That's why it's so long, because I was a kid of four when I started in 1918. Then in 1928, I went behind the camera and worked on a couple of silent pictures. If I was asked, which do you think is the most important event of this century, I would unhesitatingly say it was the event of sound. America was ahead of us because they made The Jazz Singer in 1927. Officially, that was the first movie made with a soundtrack, and that was something that was so important. Actually, before that, in 1924, I went to the Wembley Empire Exhibition, you know, which was a very big affair, and it was a cinema show which they advertised with sound. People actually could be heard to talk. And I was fascinated and went inside. And indeed, you saw the screen with actors acting, and you could hear them talking. What it was, there was a sort of gramophone thing on the right-hand side, and it was a bit out of sync, but obviously everyone was loving it. And I had a terrific thrill then, because this to me, although I was only 11, I mean, it hit me. I thought, this is it, you know, this is a new dimension of the cinema, and it was. I started behind the camera in 1928, and I worked on what was one of the last silent films made in this country, The Informer. The Irish Troubles were going on then, and anyone who informed was, you know, they'd had it. And the story is about an informer who is obviously out, and he's going to be killed, and he has this love affair with Lili Putti. And she, you know, tries to keep him away from trouble, but she can't. Well, it was, I think, the producer of The Informer, and I forget his name, but he knew that on the next stage Hitchcock was making Blackmail, officially the first sound picture. So the producer said, we've got to have a sound sequence in our picture in order to keep up with everybody. So a sound scene was devised. And of course the principal actor was Johnny Butt, and he was terrified when he was told that he actually had to remember his lines, because previous to this, silent pictures, you didn't have to know your lines. You could say anything, you know, ask for one again, or, you know, whatever you wanted to say, and you just put the credit on the screen. So we started to work in the studio, and it had to be at night because of the sound. The traffic in the daytime was noisy. And the only trouble was we had noises of birds singing at night, so we had to fire a gun with blanks to quiet the birds for a few minutes. This might have put Johnny Butt off, because he forgot his lines take after take. We did about 18 takes. And after the first few takes, the director said, don't worry, Johnny, don't worry. Get him some whiskey. And they sent us some whiskey, and he had a few tots of whiskey. And then after another few takes, he still couldn't remember what his lines were. Get him some more whiskey. And finally he had about 10 glasses of whiskey, and he collapsed in a dead drop on a table, and that was it. We abandoned the whole thing. We never used the sound take on that picture, so it was 100% silent. The fact was that when we the first one or two pictures I worked on after that, the sound was an awesome thing. I mean, the sound man was like a kind of magician who actually produced sound. There was this enormous microphone hanging in the middle, and believe it or not, we were told that had to hold our breath during the scene in case they heard anyone breathing. And it was sort of magician kind of ritual that we had. So the advent of sound was a tremendous thing when it first came out. Very exciting.